Ryan Rosvold with the Carroll baseball team joining us here today as we talk about his plans to head up to William Penn to play baseball. He is heading up this weekend and will start practice coming up the week of the 25th on Thursday of this August. And Ryan, I tell you what, congratulations, first of all, for signing to go play baseball at William Penn. Appreciate you joining us here today.
Thank you.
Let's talk about the recruiting process for you. Had you thought about playing baseball at the next level? And if so, when did you start thinking about, maybe taking your game to the next level?
Oh, I mean, I've been wanting to play baseball almost my entire life. And it was during my junior year where I kind of set up a profile for myself. And kind of all just happened at once. It's definitely a blessing.
Where did you develop your love for the game of baseball?
It was definitely during the time when I wasn't the senior of the team. With those guys that I just played with for years on end, they kind of just made me fall in love with it, and I'm happy that I did fall in love with the game.
Now, you and I chatted a little bit before the interview, and you said you were thinking about going out of state for college. What was leading you to that thought? And then kind of take us and everybody through the process of how that quickly changed.
So it kind of happened to where I kind of just wanted to get out of the state for college and kind of see broaden my horizons. But then as soon as I got that text message that they were interested in offering me, I kind of jumped the gun on it because, of course, playing at the next level was always my dream. And I'm very glad now that I decided to take that offer.
So let's talk about that. You were telling me that you were actually, it was a night of a game, and you got a text message after the game from one of the William Penn assistant coaches, and they were interested in you. Take us through kind of your response, your reaction to that text that night, and then how things developed so quickly from there.
So at first I thought they were just messing around with me because I never thought I'd get to the next level, but after speaking with the assistant coach, they set up a visit time, and when I went down there, everything was so amazing about the field, about the school, and overall, I was just really excited to get started with them.
What were some of those first conversations like? I'm sure it was through text message. So what were some of the things that you and the coaching staff at William Penn discussed?
So at first they asked what my position was, what I felt comfortable playing, if I'd be open to do bullpenning, because I also caught for a little bit. And I said I'd be okay with that, and they were more than happy to kind of make me find my place on the team. And basically they just had me fill a whole bunch of paperwork, which, I mean, when you're going to college, that's kind of what you need to do.
Now, you mentioned being able to catch some bullpen and stuff, and you're going to play the outfield for them. Do you think that helped you being able to play multiple positions, and does that fill a lot of needs for them?
Yes. I mean, you can never have too many catchers on a team, especially when you have maybe 6, 7, 8 pitchers on the regular. In the rotation. So being able to bullpen was definitely, I feel like, a good skill that I had when it came to playing college ball.
Let's talk about your skills a little bit. Where do you feel comfortable heading into the college game about your game?
I feel really comfortable when it comes to defense. Batting-wise, you know, there's always stuff that you can do better with your stance or your swing, but defense-wise, I felt like I was a pretty good defensive player, and then definitely when it came to leadership, I was always kind of the one that would just, like, motivate everybody else.
Let's talk defense in the outfield first for you. Is there an outfield position you are more comfortable in, left center or right, or does it matter to you as long as you get a chance to be out on the field?
It really doesn't matter to me. I mean, I always prefer to be in the left field because the right field's kind of, like, called the dead zone of the game, but wherever they may need me to be, I'm more than happy just to contribute and to do my best for the team.
You mentioned, always can work on hitting things. Where do you feel you need to improve offensively as a hitter? And how do they? What was the conversations with the coaches about maybe some things you could do to work on those things?
Definitely my eye tracking, just being able to watch the ball down to the plate. I definitely had an issue with maybe swinging a little too early and causing some foul tips. But then talking to the coaches, they have simulations down there. They have adjustable pitch speeds. And then we take a lot of live rounds. So it's always, you'll always get better down there.
Sounds like they're going to be working on a lot of things. Let's talk about that first experience there on the campus when you got to William Penn. What did you think about the campus? What maybe surprised you about the baseball facilities?
So the first thing that surprised me was the athletic center. We call it the PAC, and for a NIA level school, it was ginormous. I mean, there were two full courts, basketball, volleyball courts, 40 yards of turf, and then the baseball field was right outside. And then there were a bunch of weight rooms. It was all a little like, I kind of underestimated what the school would be like, but then after seeing there, it's just, I'm glad that I took that offer to go there.
How, when you got home that night, getting that original text message from him, did you right away do a search and try to learn some stuff about William Penn, or were you somewhat familiar with them ahead of time?
I actually had no clue who the college was beforehand. But then, like, that night that I got home from the game, I think I was up to, like, 12 or 1 o'clock in the morning just looking at stuff about them, seeing what they all had, and it really, like, fit me.
What are the living arrangements going to be like for you? Will you room with the baseball guys?
Yeah, so how William Penn works is every student athlete will have almost guaranteed another kid of their sport and their level. So like a freshman baseball player will be with another freshman baseball player.
Have you had a chance to talk to who your roommate's going to be, or will you find that out when you get there?
Kind of just figuring out when I get there. I just got put into one of the new dorms, so we're kind of just both just pushed in there, and we'll hopefully kick it off.
Ryan, let's talk a little bit about the school as a whole and your education. It sounds to me, if you weren't looking to go play baseball, prior to William Penn reaching out to you, that my guess is that education was an important part of the decision for you. Does William Penn fit your major well? I know you're going into kinesiology, so talk a little bit about that program and how you're going to be able to do up there in education.
So William Penn, almost 95% of the students there are student athletes, and sports medicine and kinesiology are two of the major kind of areas of programming up there. So it kind of just, it really worked out that I was always planning to go into some sort of like exercise science or sports medicine kind of major. And then talking to some of the professors up there about different majors, and they recommended kinesiology. And after going into it, that seems like something that I really want to do. So I'm glad that William Penn kind of just fits that style for me.
Were you a little surprised when you realized how good of a program, and was that part of the selling point for you about William Penn?
Yes, it was a really big selling point for me, because I've always been interested in kind of how the body works since I kind of went through kind of a body transformation in the past year or so. So I fell in love with it, and then William Penn just had everything I needed.
Well, I tell you what, Ryan, congratulations on the decision. I know as we talk on Friday morning, you're going to be heading out to William Penn later on this afternoon. We wish you the absolute best of luck up there. Congratulations again on signing. Appreciate all the time here today.
Thank you.
You bet. Ryan Rosfold again with the Carroll Tigers. Again, he's headed to William Penn to further his education and, of course, play baseball as well.